Adam Pengilly, a big good morning to you, buddy.
Morning, TK. Morning, Laurie.
The winners and losers at the barrier draw for the $3.5 million Longines Golden Slipper. Cosmic Force was a winner. Yes, 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 was a loser, drawing gate number 19. We'll come into 16, and from memory, you can win from 16. I think, is Feeling Ready won from 16? Feeling Ready won from 16, I think.
And Vancouver drew a very wide gate in the year. He won the Golden Slipper as well, TK. I can't fully subscribe to this theory about the barrier draw and horses trimming up if they draw inside and horses that draw wide just immediately blowing in the market, especially this year. I just think it's such an even race and there's speed on. Obviously, you don't want to be drawing barrier 16 with yes, 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 but I don't think it's as much a negative as what people are making out at the moment. I know Cosmic Force was the big firmly yesterday after the barrier draw. There's a sense of timing about him, isn't there, after he's winning the Pago last week. We know he gets through wet ground, but I heard you mentioning before, TK, it's very hard for horses to come through the Pago and the Magic Knight and actually win the Golden Slipper. Recent history will show they generally run well. I think Sunlight was in that category last year, but they struggled to win the race. So there's still a few little things that we need to tick off with Cosmic Force. How did that run on a heavy 10 last week? How's he going to come through that? Obviously, he relishes the wet going, but sometimes these horses might just not back up. So if you're a yes, yes, yes supporter, I wouldn't completely throw the baby out with the bathwater after the barrier draw yesterday. And the other point I do want to make is that horses are drawn awkward with these whitish gates. There's no better rider than Blake Shin in finding a spot and getting them home. I think he's an absolute master at getting horses from wide gates and getting them home. So I would still be fairly cautiously optimistic about yes, yes, yes if you're one of these supporters.
Yeah. For those people who think barriers don't make a difference, why is it always when a horse comes second or third or fourth and the trainer always says, or the jockey always says, swap the barriers, we win?
Yeah, of course, TK, they do make a difference. I'm not going to go down that line and say they don't make a difference. I think
there's some people don't think they make any difference, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
The better the barrier, the better the chance.
Exactly, exactly. I just think in this race on the weekend here, given we're going to have a wet track, given the evenness of the race and the speed expected, I don't think it's the be-all and end-all of the barriers for this Golden Slipper on the weekend. I think, hopefully, every horse will get his chance. We'll see how the track's playing on the day, the pattern. Obviously, the tempo of the race is going to be pretty crucial as well. So, yeah, I still firmly believe yes, yes, yes is right in the mix.
James Cummings has done a fantastic job getting five into the slipper, and Godolphin, of course, have got six. Which of those runners do you think is the best chance of taking out the slipper?
Well, Laurie, you can ask me, but I can give you my opinion, but I just want to refer you to Darren Beeman yesterday. He was asked before the barrier draw. He said, I've got a bit of a soft spot for Exhilarate, the Magic Millions winner, who was really good in the Riesling a couple of weeks ago behind Tenley. And then after the barrier draw, he says, no, I'm switching now. I'm with Microphone. He's drawn the better gate. So that shows you how even the Godolphin team think their horses are going. I personally, having done a little bit of the form last night, are probably leaning slightly towards Microphone out of the Godolphin crew. He's just a bulletproof horse, isn't he? He's drawn barrier one, hopefully, and can himself on the speed there. I know there's a stat that's been floating around in the last couple of days saying that of the last 13 or 14 Golden Slippers, every winner bar one has sort of been rails in run at some stage in the race. So drawing barrier one, Microphone is going to get rails in run at some stage, you'd think. Hopefully he gets the breaks. He's the way I want to lean out of the Godolphin crew at this stage. I might reassess a little bit later in the week. Obviously, Tenley is absolutely flying at the moment. She keeps improving. But yeah, Microphone's probably the one I'm honing in from the Godolphin team.
And can Sunlight win back-to-back group ones in the William Reid?
No doubt, Laurie. No doubt she can. She looks really well placed in this William Reid at Moonee Valley on Friday night. We haven't spoken a lot about it so far this week, just given us so much focus on Rose Hill this week with the Slipper and Winx and the Autumn Sun. But I suppose the last group one down there in Melbourne for the Autumn Carnival. And Redzell's not going down there, guys. Obviously, Peter Snowden confirmed that yesterday. He'll stay in Sydney for the Galaxy on the weekend. It just opened this race up beautifully for Sunlight. She was awesome winning the Newmarket Handicap. Probably her main danger will be Shoals, obviously, and the market suggests that. But outside of that, Fell Swoop written by Champagne Cuddles, Malaguerre is there. I'm finding it hard to see any more upside in a lot of those horses to beat Shoals. I think it's probably a racing two at this stage between Sunlight and Shoals, sorry.
And have you got a tip for today, mate?
Yeah, no bravery awards for me today, Laurie. I must admit, race 7, number 9, Amangiri. She's going to be short, but she was a really impressive winner at the midweek last time. She does take on the Olden horses. I think the Hawks team are trying to put her on a path towards the Australian Oaks. If she just handles the wet going, she should be winning this race. I know she's short, but I'm with the race 7, number 9, Amangiri.
Good on you, mate. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks, boys. Speak to you in the morning.